generation's getting younger. Tougher Bronx, you know I can't recall. A worn out tape, a chrysalid dude, lonely women and bad booze seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to keep this damn old. All my cards are on the table, with no ace left in the hole. I'm much too young to keep this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to keep this damn old.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. It's been a day of joy in Israel as all 20 living hostages were returned by Hamas under the terms of a peace agreement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking to Parliament, called President Trump the greatest friend Israel's ever had in the White House. The president right now addressing the Israeli Parliament said,
"The sun rises on a holy land that is finally at peace, a land and a region that will live, God willing, in peace for all eternity."
The future will be the topic of a peace summit in Egypt later today. President Trump will be a co-chair, but ABC's James Longman's there and says,
"The next stage will be even more difficult because this 20-point plan is the deal that he wants. Donald Trump often talks deals into existence. It's the end point. How we get there, though, that's going to be difficult. How will Hamas disarm?"
This is ABC News. Mark Sanchez was released from an Indianapolis hospital Sunday and booked into the Marion County Jail. He posted bail and was released. ABC's Faith Abube has more.
The former New York Jets quarterback saying, "I'm focused on my recovery and I just want to see my wife. I want to see my son and my two baby girls." He was in Indianapolis last week for the Colts-Raiders game, but instead of calling the game for Fox, he wound up in the hospital and arrested for allegedly starting a violent altercation in a hotel loading dock.
Sanchez is also facing a civil lawsuit filed by the truck driver involved in that altercation. The Nobel Prize for Economics awarded today to three economists, two of whom are based at U.S. universities, Northwestern and Brown, for their work explaining innovation-driven economic growth. And the Arthur Blank Family Foundation announced a $50 million donation to Atlanta's historically black colleges and universities to support students approaching graduation. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This Halloween, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you of some Halloween costume safety. Remember, children's costumes should be visible to drivers with light colors and reflective tape. Always try to go for makeup instead of masks, and be sure to make costumes short enough to prevent tripping. It may also be helpful to make them flame retardant with soft, flexible accessories. And remember to protect your sight as well. Non-prescription decorative contacts can lead to long-term eye damage, including things such as eye scratches, vision loss, or infections. You can find more tips for safe trick-or-treating at dhs.wisconsin.gov. October 25th, it's the perfect opportunity to clean up that medicine cabinet at one of many official drug take-back day sites. You can dispose of your unused and expired medications at these locations, with our Price County location being the Park Falls City Hall from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pet medications are accepted, and liquids must be in their original container. Vape pens are also accepted with the batteries removed. Other e-cigarette devices are accepted with batteries removed, and they must be removed because these batteries are highly flammable. So please be sure they are removed before the pen or device is placed in a collection bin. Remember, things such as mercury thermometers, aerosol cans, anything containing blood or a bodily fluid, household hazardous waste, illegal drugs, iodine-containing medications, personal care products, sharps and syringes, And vape pens and e-cigarette devices with a built-in battery that cannot be removed are not accepted at locations. You can find more details at dhs.wisconsin.gov/opioids. And remember, the Price County location for Drug Takeback Day on October 25th is the Park Falls City Hall from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Having a balanced diet is important for kids year-round. Melissa Kay has more.
During the school year, eating healthy meals can not only help with growth and development, it can help keep kids focused and sustain their energy throughout the school day.
Various nutrients that are important for school age consist of the carbohydrates, nutrient-rich carbohydrates, protein, and healthy fats throughout the day.
That's Tammy Licari, a diabetes educator and registered dietitian with Aspirus Health. She recommends having well-balanced meals and snacks throughout the day, but that doesn't have to be complicated.
Ultimately, to have a balanced breakfast, aiming to try to include a dairy, protein, and a carbohydrate.
That can be as easy as whole grain toast with peanut butter, fruit, and a glass of milk.
If they're getting a little bit of nutrition before they're off on the school bus or on their walk to school.
If kids are reluctant to try new foods, Licari says getting them involved in the meal planning can help.
Anytime that you can get the child involved with the meals, even meal prep, then that usually goes a long way to what they are going to eat in the end.
Licari also says parents don't have to be perfect to make a difference. Small changes and building healthy eating habits now helps set kids up for a successful future.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, October 6th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Sharon, of Butternut, by four children, James Wasco of Superior, by Roseanne Larson of Solon Springs, by Lori Danz of Solon Springs, and by Dawn Holman of Mosinee. Survived also by five grandchildren, by his sister Charlotte Richter of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral Mass will be held at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Friday, October 17th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut. Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, October 8th, at Birch Hill Health Services in Shawnee. She is survived by her eight children, Larry Robinson of New London, by Wayne Robinson of Wyawega, Linda Ettinger of Two Rivers, Lorraine Butler of Wonder Lake, Illinois, Ben of Washburn, Wisconsin, Randy Robinson of Park Falls, Margaret Salerno of Glidden, and Clinton Diestelhorst of Brookfield. Further survived by 17 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and by nine siblings: Lois Herbst, Shirley Harris, Lorraine Michael, Betty Kundinger, Dorothy Poppins, Joyce Wallace, Clinton Kircherer Jr., Jim Kircherer, and Louis Kircherer, and also survived by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden. Lawrence Larry Edward Greenwood, age 75, of Butternut, passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family, on Tuesday, October 7th. He is survived by his wife, Deborah, of Butternut, by his two daughters, Tammy Greenwood Palmer, of Park Falls, and Heather Wagner, of Glidden. Survived also by his six grandchildren, by six great-grandchildren, by his two half-sisters, Bonnie and Linda Greenwood, and by other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls on Thursday, October 16th, from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lawrence Larry Edward Greenwood, age 75, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, brackets are out for WIAA football playoffs and the 8-man schedule. Of course, Phillips would have been playoff eligible, but due to enrollment restrictions, they are not allowed to be in the playoffs. But the team that Phillips beat on Friday night, Hurley, Phillips won it 54-6. Hurley was able to advance on to the playoffs, even with that loss. They are a 6 seed, and they'll get Tri-County in the first round. Flambeau, one of the top teams in the state, they get a number 1 seed. They'll host Bruce in the first round coming up this weekend. Frederick and Newman Catholic also will clash, and Niagara and Athens from the same conference as Phillips and Shawamigan will play 8-man football. You can check out all 7 of the 11-man brackets available at the WIAAWI.org web page. On the volleyball scene from the weekend, the Butternut Lady Midgets traveled to Drummond for some action over the weekend. And the JV team came out strong, winning the first game 25-21, fell in the second and third games 25-16 and 15-9. The varsity took the court with a solid 25-18 win in the first set before falling short 25-17, 25-21, and 25-24. So the Lady Midgets gearing up for volleyball tournament action, which is coming up next week already. Meanwhile, the Phillips girls, they traveled to the Gilman invite over the weekend, took third out of eight teams, wins over Cornell and Butternut, 2-0, and a win over Augusta, 2-1 also in that contest. So checking out the sports schedule for this week, Shawamigan today has middle school girls basketball, and they will host Mellon in that contest. That is a 5 o'clock start time for that contest tonight. The volleyball team, the JV2, will travel for an invitation at the James Williams Middle School. So lots of action for them today. Meanwhile, the Phillips JV team will play host to Hurley. That'll be a 5 o'clock start at the Phillips football field today. The Prentice volleyball 7th and 8th grade team will hit the road traveling to Athens today. All that in local sports action today. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds linger in areas this morning, but increasing sunshine's ahead for today and a high pretty close to 60. Mostly clear tonight, lows right around 30. And partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. Chance of showers late. Currently 54 degrees. 98 Q
Country. The other thing that tops the list of stuff that sounds like it's going to be the most fun, but then ends up being the least fun, is paddle boats. Have you ever been on the most inefficient vehicle ever invented? You just feel like the chain came off your bike. But you're on a lake. Even the word paddle boat is too whimsical. It's false advertising. We should call them nightmare dinghies. Because your whole experience, you just, it's like that dream where you're trying to run from a monster. Like, none of us in here are boat engineers, but all of us have stepped out of a paddle boat going, that could be better.
Joe Karnick in the morning.
They're different. They make you laugh and they just keep going because I have such a long ride in the morning. So they just make me laugh from beginning to end. It's different.
98 Q Country.
Cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg towards a dream. But she's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four-wheel drives and big mud tires. Muscadine wine. Back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting there watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Baby, just do your thing. I give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling to some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Come on.
daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. We might have been better off or on the bigger house if daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Q Country. At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Oh, my head. Oh, my head. I can still feel her fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Says you can't go back in time. Yeah, when that song it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark,
smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Our guy, Scotty McCreary, and Hootie. Hootie and the Blowfish, new song called Bottle Rockets at 98Q, 27 after 7. Good Monday morning. Hope your weekend was acceptable. That's the lower end of the acceptable standard. Hope it was a good weekend. We have some decent weather ahead yet. 55, 60, maybe even above that a little bit today. A little bit of rain last night. Nice, maybe dampen things up just a little bit. We could use a little bit of rain for most of us. So I hope it was a good weekend. It was a good weekend for your morning guy. Kind of chilled out yesterday and blew some leaves around a little bit here and there and did some yard work. Always nice to have a little bit of time off. Mr. Greg Gunderson was at the Packer game yesterday. He will return tomorrow with tales of fame and glory, I'm sure. As he will be off today, so no gray area this morning. Watched a lot of football yesterday. Enjoyed that. Got up that early game on Sunday morning. Was not a good way to start the day as far as football goes. 13-11 was the final. Just terrible. It was just terrible football. Everything about that game was just not good. The Broncos and the Jets. But yet, when it got to be about the fourth quarter, I thought to myself, this game could be so bad, it might just end up being good. It was a decent finish anyway. And the National Football League, we know why it's so popular, because every single week is an island, and you get teams like the Giants beating the Eagles on Thursday night. They beat them. They whooped them. But people are still saying, don't worry, the Eagles, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. Still Super Bowl team, defending world champions. They didn't look very good at all. It's a 17-game season. A lot of people forget last year that the Eagles were not very good last year either, the first half of the season. And then they got some people healthy and figured some stuff out. That's what it's all about. It's about your team progressing through the year, maybe some of those backups that aren't very good the first couple games they go in getting better. You need backups. If you don't have 10 offensive linemen going into a season that can play, you're in trouble. Because I guarantee you, you're starting four or five offensive linemen, they're not going to play the whole season. Most of them probably won't even play half the season. It's just a matter of if the injury they sustain will be severe enough to knock them out the whole season or if they can come back later. It's what it is. Packer offensive line banged up. I thought the Packers played good yesterday. They just couldn't they couldn't score. I mean, that's a problem, but like the announcers said, like late second quarter and early third quarter yesterday, they're like, it feels like the Packers are totally dominating this game. And How are the Bengals? They just hung around. And the Packers are in a pattern right now of playing two and a half, three quarters, and you feel like the Packers are definitely the better team, but you're not convinced they're going to win the game. That happened against Cleveland. Just let teams hang around. How about the Colts? The Colts might be the surprise team of the year. Well, they are so far. They're 5-1. And Daniel Jones, who nobody wanted last year. Nobody wanted him. He's garbage. Washed up. He went to the Kevin O'Connell School of Quarterback Whispering for a couple of months last year. Comes back. And now he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. My philosophy on quarterback success has changed in the last couple years. And my philosophy is any quarterback who's good enough to be in the NFL is also good enough to be really good in the NFL. It's just a matter of if they're in the right system and the coaches adjust to what their talent is. I think sometimes there's coaches and coaching systems that just say, this is the way we're going to play football. This is what we do. All right, this is the way we're going to do it. And then no matter what talent comes to them, they make that talent fit into their system. With quarterbacks, you have to look at a quarterback and say, okay, what's your strengths? What can you do? And then we're going to play to those strengths. A lot of teams don't do that. Look at Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold was horrible. He was horrible. Came to the Vikings. Kevin O'Connell whispered a little bit in his ear, and now Sam Darnold's going to be an all-pro quarterback. Yeah. Chargers beat the Dolphins yesterday. That was a battle of two teams that are, I mean, Chargers are pretty good, but they almost lost to the Dolphins. Patriots beat the Saints, yawn. Steelers beat the Browns, double yawn. Aaron Rodgers having a pretty good year, watch out. Steelers are 4-1. They'll be hosting the Packers in a few weeks here. Panthers beat the Cowboys. That was a bad loss for the Cowboys. Cowboys have a good offense, but they just, well, their defense is, You just get a feeling. You get a feeling when the Cowboys play that they're just going to find a way to not win it. That's kind of the way you get a feeling when you watch the Cowboys. And the Panthers. Carolina Panthers are decent. They were supposed to be a doormat. They're all right. They're 3-3. Sam Darnold and the Seahawks are 4-2. They beat the Jags yesterday. Rams beat the Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens, the team that everybody said, well, this is the year they're coming back. The three-time MVP, Lamar Jackson. The Ravens are done. Six games into the season, their season's over. They got no defense. Lamar's still out. And they're done. They're done. They might just sit Lamar for the rest of the year and just say, you know what? Why play? He'll probably come back and play a little bit. Raiders beat the Titans. We yawned on that one. Sorry, Mike Schultz. Packers beat the Bengals, as we mentioned earlier. 27-18 was the final. Packer defense is all right. You got to get that offensive line shored up just a little bit. If Jordan Love has time to throw, he's all right. Jordan Love tried to give that game back. He had a couple of plays late in that game where it's just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? He got away with it. But you get in that last couple drives with Jordan Love, and I don't feel like he's got that yet. It may come. I mean, he's only started, 30 games in the National Football League. He hasn't started a lot of games. The Buccaneers beat the 49ers. Mayfield and the Buccaneers appear to be for real. And the Chiefs may be back. They beat the Lions last night. The Lions had their whole defensive back core was out last night. So Lions are still good. Don't worry. They're 4-2, but they're all right. And the Chiefs, they're not done yet. Andy Reid's too good. They're 3-3. They'll be okay. So that was the National Football League yesterday. And we come out. Vikings had a bye week, by the way. And the Bears will play tonight. Everybody in the NFC North division's at or above 500 right now. And the way we had talked about at the beginning of the year that the NFC North division may only get one playoff team this year because their schedule that they play outside of the division was so tough. You know, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. And now Cincinnati lost Joe Burrow. Cross that one off. Baltimore is now without Lamar, 1-5, cross that off. And now you got Pittsburgh as a decent team. So all of a sudden, that out of division and out of conference schedule doesn't look so bad. So I'm going to revise that NFC North division forecast. I think the NFC North could get three teams in again this year. And one of those, just plug one ear when I say this. Don't plug them both. Just plug one ear when I say this. So, but one of those three teams that could make the playoffs from the NFC North might just be the Bears. Oh, well, tonight's a big night for Caleb and the Bears. You can do this on national TV. You can go 3-2. Statement game. The Vikings are 3-2, but I don't think the Vikings are that good because they have offensive line issues. The Vikings' offensive line went healthy, one of the best in football. But it drops off severely when you go to the backups with the Vikings, and that's a problem. And the Vikings are the only team in that NFC North division who can't figure out who their quarterback's going to be. Packers, got a quarterback. Lions, got a quarterback. Bears, got your quarterback. Vikings, Carson Wentz, J.J. McCarthy ready, They're teetering and toddling. Toddling? They're teetering. Never good to be teetering. Because what is the old saying? What is the old saying? If you got two quarterbacks, you don't have one, right? That's the old saying. Football brackets are out for WIA football playoffs. If you want to follow that at WIAAWI.org. The team that Phillips beat Hurley on Friday night, and Hurley did manage to get into the playoffs as a sixth seed, so they'll move on. Hopefully they'll get that whole eight-man playoff thing figured out here so we can get teams like Phillips. Phillips would be playoff eligible, would have been for years, but enrollment constrictions and restrictions prevent them from being in there. Want to send a congratulations out to Mr. Colton. Mr. Colton Gull. We met some of Colton's family at the Price County Fair, and they gave us one of his can koozies and asked that we talk about the Coltonator a little bit and his quest to win a national mullet contest. And the young man from Phillips did just that. He won the kids division of the National Mullet Championship. It's pretty cool. It's a nice story on the WJFW website, a Facebook page about it. So he won $10,000. He won $10,000 for doing that. So a lot of time and effort went into that. And that's pretty cool. So I tell you, when I went on there and I voted several times for the Coltonator, and I looked at all the pictures and stuff, I thought to myself, this youngster's got a chance. That's a good photo. That's a good mullet. And he did. He took it home. So congratulations. $10,000 for the young Phillips kid. Pretty, pretty cool. What else? Brewers. Oh, we talked all Packers. And you're saying, Joel, shut up about the Packers. What about them Brewers? Oh, my goodness gracious sakes. We will talk some Brewers in just a moment. Mike Clemens will cover that in just a moment here. 7:39. Twice an hour news and sports. Let's get you updated right now.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. It's been a day of joy in Israel as all 20 living hostages were returned by Hamas under the terms of a peace agreement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking to Parliament, called President Trump the greatest friend Israel's ever had in the White House. The president right now addressing the Israeli Parliament said,
"The sun rises on a holy land that is finally at peace, a land and a region that will live, God willing, in peace for all eternity."
The future will be the topic of a peace summit in Egypt later today. President Trump will be a co-chair, but ABC's James Longman's there and says,
"The next stage will be even more difficult because this 20-point plan is the deal that he wants. Donald Trump often talks deals into existence. It's the end point. How we get there, though, that's going to be difficult. How will Hamas disarm?"
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, Visit them on Highway 51 South or at ManaquaCars.com. For their health and the health of their babies, pregnant women who need help quitting alcohol and or other drugs are considered a priority for admission to treatment. You can get more information from the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline at 211wisconsin.communityos.org. And remember, pregnant women can call 211 or 833-944-4673 to learn about substance use treatment options. October 18th, it's the 9th annual Pause for a Cause Walk. This is hosted by Catkins Animal Rescue, and you can register online on their Facebook page or email them for a paper form at catkins_wy@yahoo.com. There's a 9 a.m. registration, and friendly dogs are welcome. The $25 entry fee includes a swag bag and a t-shirt. There's going to be raffles and a burger and brat sale alongside the walk, and this will be located at Phillips Municipal Building at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. Once again, this is taking place October 18th with registration at 9 at the Phillips Municipal Building on 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. There's about a month left to apply for Federal Emergency Management Agency assistance for people and households impacted by flooding in southeastern Wisconsin. Melissa Kay reports.
FEMA is accepting applications for flooding damage until November 12th. However, the Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator, Greg Engel, recommends that people don't wait until the last minute. You will need to share information on the assistance application, such as your Social Security number and annual household income, and a FEMA inspector will contact you to set up a time and date to perform an inspection. FEMA inspectors will always carry an official photo ID and never ask for any bank information or charge a fee for inspection. If you are unsure whether a visit or call is legitimate, contact the FEMA helpline to verify at 800-621-3362.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at ManaquaCars.com.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning, just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, the number again is 762-2467. happen.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Atlas Roofing provides the best value in architectural shingles. Atlas shingles feature a limited lifetime warranty and wind resistance up to 130 miles per hour. Plus, their super wide design saves on installation time. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and get a free estimate fast on your shingle project with our easy-to-use design program.
Save big money at Menards.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds linger in areas this morning, but increasing sunshine's ahead for today and a high pretty close to 60. Mostly clear tonight, lows right around 30, and partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. Chance of showers late. It's 52 right now.
98Q Country. Country.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. I want to live. She's everything to me in life that life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all.
In the morning.
They keep you listening because they're super funny. Yeah. They play the super good tunes and they mix it up from old to new.
98Q Country.
17, you don't think that much about life. You're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left of me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town. She follows me around. So you get what's left of me. Yeah, you get what's left of me. Cause she got the best of me. I picked myself up off the floor and found something new worth a living for. And an old dusty hand-me-down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over her a little more with every song. See, I'll sing along. To me, she broke my heart. Now all that's left to me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town. She follows me around. So you get what's left to me. Yeah, you get what's left to me.
Luke Combs, 98Q Country. Saw a posting over the weekend. I think he's coming to AmFam Field next summer. Is that right? I might want to check that out if you're a Luke Combs fan. I think he's doing a big concert in Milwaukee. Hope you are well on this Monday. Joel here. And we're got a busy week. We got Brewers today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. Packers, of course, back in action this weekend. We've got Thursday, we're going to be at the Shawamigan High School and bring you some of the sounds and information from the Merriwood Conference Cross Country Meet. We'll be out there. The Greg Gunderson Show will be out there Thursday from about 3:30 until 4:30. We're going to do some coverage here and then flip over to Trail Mix because Thursday's Brewer game is a little bit early. So we've got that going on Thursday. It looks like our football coverage is done. As our area teams, of course, Phillip's not eligible. Looks like the football seasons are done. We'll let you know if that changes. Sometimes teams like to add games after the regular season is over if they're not in the playoffs. But it looks like we're probably done with football coverage. We'll keep you updated on that. What else? I was watching the Seattle, was it the Seattle-Toronto game yesterday? Just a little bit last night. And I saw... I saw a player on the screen, and I thought my TV had changed like its aspect ratio, because it looked like it was. Well, I'll tell you what it did. I'll be honest with you. The player who was at the plate, he looked really short and heavy, is what he looked, and I thought to myself, what happened to my aspect ratio here? This is like John Crook here. Apparently there's a guy for, Toronto, the catcher, this Alejandro Kirk. And I looked it up. The guy's 5'8", 245. He's 5'8", 245, the catcher for, Toronto. Good player. But I looked at that and I thought to myself, there's still hope for us. There's still hope. Still, he's 5'8", 245. He was swinging out of his shorts at the ball when it came in there. But you don't see that too often. You don't see a guy that obviously looked at him. You're just like, what's that guy doing out there? But he's a good player. But there's hope. I just want to let you know there's hope. We lost Diane Keaton over the weekend. Great actress. We lost her over the weekend. What else? I'm still trying to recover from that Broncos Jets game on Sunday morning. That was the score was 11-10 at one point. It was 11-10. It was just absolutely everything that football should not be. And did you see the Jerry Jones thing last week? Did you see that? he was fined $250,000. Did you see what he was fined for? Because he was at a game. He's at every Cowboy game. And he went to gesture to some people outside of the suite that he's in up there. And apparently, according to his story, he meant to kind of wave at them, but they were apparently taunting him a little bit. And a certain finger came out on the hand, just the one finger in the middle area there. And he was fined $250,000 for doing that. And Jerry Jones said he's appealing it. He said he did it accidentally. He said he didn't. And I don't know. I'm getting older, but I don't want to say when I get to be 80 that I might not do this, but the difference between waving at someone and waving a certain finger at people, that's quite a jump. That's quite a significant jump. Woo. So he got fined $250,000 for that little incident last week. It's 7:57. We'll get you updated on the news in a little bit. We'll do some birthdays, and we'll see what else we can throw your way here for a Monday morning, the 13th of October. I hope your day's a good one. If you got a busy one, if it's one of those days where you just got a lot going on, hang in there. It'll get better, you know. Do what you got to do. Maybe a little cup of Joe, swing into the gas station or whatever, or something to get you going. We'll get through this Monday together here, okay?
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Don't miss the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th from noon to 6 at the Phillips Municipal Building. Explore 30-plus booths, including the Aging and Disability Resource Center, where staff can share services and resources. Public Health will offer flu shots, so bring your insurance card. At noon, enjoy live music from Red and Lisa Higgins and a free lunch from the Phillips Cafe, followed by presentations on fall prevention and Money Smart for older adults. Sponsored by Aspirus Health, Price County Health and Human Services, and the ADRC of the North.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
98Q Country.
Dear Lord, can you help me? I'm falling out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy, there's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Wondering where and when I fell apart. Oh, I fell apart. Somehow
can you hear me? I'm shackled in these chains. I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows. It's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home.